terms of the Sussexes' royal separation have been agreed. Now, how much do the couple stand to make? Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. First, though, African leaders are in London today for a summit to boost British private sector investment on the continent. The initiative, focused on trade and infrastructure, is already backed by $500 million in UK aid funding, as the BBC's Anne Soy reports.
This is a major shift in Britain's relationship with Africa. It's about using aid money to support investment. The Department for International Development says it is now focusing on digital technologies, green energy, and women entrepreneurs. British businesses already signed deals worth over £6 billion, with more expected during the summit. With many of the fastest growing economies and a rapidly expanding population, Africa is seen as an attractive market for investors in the long term.
And Soy there. Let's do the numbers. Stocks in Europe and Asia are near record highs, while U.S. markets are closed for Martin Luther King Day. Oil prices, meanwhile, are at their highest level in more than a week after supply from Libya and Iraq was disrupted over the weekend. Cracks are beginning to show in the longest-running strike in French history. One of the biggest rail unions in Paris agreed to suspend its strike against the government's pension reform plan today, but other unions have vowed to continue. The 45-day protest has taken a toll on business, and the country's finance minister now expects the disruption to knock 0.1% from quarterly growth. From Paris, the BBC's Will Bain reports.
This has become the soundtrack to this winter in France. Protests. Loud, colourful, sometimes even tuneful. Thousands of people around the country have taken part in what is now a record-breaking strike in a country which has a somewhat rich history of long bouts of industrial action. Worst hit has been the capital, Paris, where travellers are regularly greeted with this warning. And it's all having a devastating effect on businesses, particularly smaller startups, as Jennifer Cohen-Solal, founder and CEO of posh patisserie and cake firm L'Ultime, explained.
Today I don't have the luxury to think about my pension, I just think about how I will end at the end of the month. For a small company like us, it's a survival question. We had to find a solution for winter holidays, we succeed, but now in January it begins to be complicated. And actually we lost like 50% of our business. Really, I think if it lasts like more than a month, we will be in danger.
And it's not just businesses who deliver feeling the pinch, but businesses who, well, need people delivered to them. Josh Fontaine left the East Coast for Paris more than a decade ago and sat at the bar in the Le Marais branch of one of his five bars and restaurants. He told me about how the strikes were hurting both his staff and his business.
It does hurt our workers in that they can't get to work and they have a hard time getting here but also getting home, so they might not come certain days, or they also have problems finding babysitters and all this other stuff. So you have on one side it being difficult for us to staff the place, and on the other side, our guests cannot get transportation to come. So we're talking about a decrease in business over the last 30 days of, depending on the location, 30 to 50%. So we've been kind of a little bit in panic mode.
The government's been clear it's going to push on with these reforms regardless of the protests, saying they were elected to do just that. So how, and perhaps more importantly for businesses across the country, when this all ends, is now the million, possibly even billion euro question. In Paris, I'm the BBC's Will Bain for Marketplace.
The nuts and bolts of Harry and Meghan's separation from British royal life have been outlined. Starting this spring, they'll no longer receive public funds or use his or her Royal Highness titles. But what happens to their valuable Sussex royal brand? Mark Borkowski, a public relations and crisis consultant, weighs in.
The question is, if we're looking at them as part of a dynasty that matches someone like the Clintons or the Obamas, they certainly have the persona to do that. But they, of course, need the royal sheen to keep that up. They can't use their royal titles. They're leaving behind some of those duties that gave them visibility. But, I mean, wherever they go, it's a story. And stories lead to crowds. And in the age of sort of social influence and celebrities with huge channels like Instagram, you know, they're building that.
Speaking of Instagram, Sussex Royal, that account, has nearly 11 million followers. So what's the cost of building a whole new brand for Harry and Meghan if they can't use that anymore? Can they have a new brand that's just as powerful?
Well, they will be using that brand. I mean, they can dub it whatever they choose to. And it depends what their brand stands for, whether they connect globally. Harry has shown a huge amount of interest in the well-being space and mental health. That market alone is worth $4.2 trillion. And if they were to involve business-wide with the most tech entrepreneurs and get involved with an app that could help people, you know, Calm raised $88 million last year, valuing it at $1 billion. So they can make a lot of money. But of course, they are dogged by interest, sometimes negative. The British popular, the Commonwealth, don't feel very comfortable about what they're doing. Certainly the older generation, the millennials, totally get it. And that obviously where their audience is. And if they can find the right content, if they can find the right causes to be aligned with, they're going to be a formidable partnership.
Money is always at the heart of it. Mark Borkowski, Public Relations and Crisis Consultant. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let us know your royal thoughts with the hashtag BBC Marketplace. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.